Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2011. I've got so much to tell you. It's been a very, very exciting couple of weeks. Firstly, because I had an opportunity to speak to probably the biggest audience I have presented to so far at the Coaching Super Conference. May have seen some of you there, which is lovely. And I was speaking about NLP for Kids, which is part of People Building, the NLP and hypnotherapy training company. NLP for Kids kind of does what it says on the tin. So it's all about taking the brilliant skills of NLP and teaching them to children. So we do it in schools and we do private workshops and we also do one-to-one therapy. And my job as the co-creator of NLP for Kids, co-founder of it, is that I train other NLP practitioners in how to specialise in working with children. And then they join our team and they get all their business support from us. So basically, I had a big old presentation to do between the last podcast and this one, which was all about NLP for Kids. And we've signed some people up for interviews and we've got a couple of them already definitely signed up for the training in May. So that's really, really exciting stuff. If you are interested in the work of NLP for Kids, either as yourself, for yourself as a practitioner and looking to specialise in working with kids, then you can find out more on obviously the NLP for Kids website, which is nlpforkids.org, or you can go to the page where it's got all the information about joining the team, which is nlpforkids.org.uk. Then you just add that .uk on the end of it. And the four is four as in the number, so NLP, number four, kids.org.uk, and you can find out more there. So I had an excellent time speaking about that, and then the very next day I was speaking at the Women's Info Millionaires Boot Camp. They weren't quite billionaires yet. And that was an excellent experience as well. I was there talking more generically about NLP and understanding your mind and attitude for success and all that jazz. And that was really great fun too. And we also got some people interested in our practitioner and master practitioner courses. And I think I mentioned last time that we're doing these free events. So you are more than welcome to come along. Obviously, if you're in the UK, it makes life an awful lot easier. If you haven't yet come along to one of our free events, then it's a good idea to book on. I don't know how long we're going to run them for, but they're going really well at the moment. We have our second one this Saturday, and it's an opportunity to come along and find out a little bit more about NLP, a little bit more about hypnotherapy and understanding your mind. And basically, I'll give you the heads up because, you know, I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening to the show each time I do one. So for those that come along to the free event, we give a massive discount on our training prices that anyone else who just calls up or buys off the website does not get. So it's well worth coming along if you are thinking about doing either your NLP or your hypnotherapy training, because you'll get some, you know, prices on the day that you would not otherwise get. We've got another one of those this Saturday. You will see that there have been some changes to the People Building website since the last time I spoke to you. So at this particular moment in time, the homepage isn't finished, so it's still got stuff on there at the moment about the scripts and audios and the video relating to that. That's going to be changing, so there'll be a new up-to-date video, and the information about the free event will be going on that homepage too. At the moment, if you want to apply for the free event, the link isn't on the website, it is, but it's not visible for you. However, if you are listening on your iPod or other MP3 player that connects to the internet, if you can see on the screen later on the picture of the man's head. So when that advert comes up, you'll be able to touch that screen. It will take you to the page where you can sign up to come along to the free event. Otherwise, just drop me an email. Let me know that you want to come along and we can take it from there. So it's Gemma at peoplebuilding.co.uk. But the new web page, the new website is looking lovely. So the layout's a little bit different. We've got the home tab there, the about us tab. Then we've got a little drop down box where it's got the prac and master prac and hypnotherapy training and the calendar and the prices and so on. And then we've also got the scripts and audios ones. The resources now houses the news section, the article section and the podcast section and the contact bit. So it's looking quite nifty, I'd say. And for all those of you who are also members of the Members Club, you can log in now to the Members Club directly from the People Building homepage. On the top right hand corner there's a login to Members Club button, and as soon as you've got your email and password details to log you in, then you can access the forum and all the membership download area, which is super duper. So yeah, it's been, as I said, a very busy few weeks. That said, we've been cracking on, getting stuff done in the office. That includes, of course, the podcast and the newsletter. And as such, there is a new podcast here for you today. And the topic that we are focusing on today is all about being realistic. Now, in all honesty, I put this article and this podcast together because, as usual, it relates to something from my own life. It's obviously much easier for me to share, you know, sort of real life experiences with you as and when they happen. And I'm always on about goal setting. I think goal setting is great. And I also think that sometimes we set goals and challenges for ourselves that are simply not realistic enough. And partly I wrote this article with a friend of mine in mind who has set herself a goal. And I am not entirely sure how achievable that goal is. And I currently face the dilemma of, do I say that to her, or do I let her get the learning experience? And I know that from previously, when this friend has set goals that were perhaps a little bit wide of the achievable scale, that me telling her and giving her my opinion on it didn't make a great deal of difference. So I think that this time around, I will give her the learning experience and also hope that she might just read that article one day and it might just sow some seeds of thought in there. But let's take a break now. When we come back, it's time for being realistic. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Alrighty, so as I said just before the break, the article today is all about being realistic. So in NLP, there is something called SMART goals that we use. And the SMART is an acronym. So S is for simple and specific. So we need to state specifically what it is that we want. And it needs to be simple, stated simply, so that it's easy for our brain to understand what it is that we want to achieve. The M is for measurable and meaningful. So we need to be able to measure the difference between where we are now and what our end result is going to be. And obviously it needs to be meaningful, because if it isn't, then you're much less likely to put in the required effort in order to get the result that you want. And then A is for achievable. So for example, something could be achievable and not realistic. If I wanted to become the under 16s tennis champion, then it's definitely achievable that I could, win that contest, but it's not realistic because unfortunately I'm now beyond 16. So there's a slight difference between achievable and realistic. And A also stands for act as if. So can you act as if, kind of feel the feelings of having already achieved it, which lets your brain know that you are ready to have that success at the end of it. Then your R is for realistic, which we just mentioned, and R also stands for responsible. So you need to take full responsibility for achieving your goal. Where are we up to? S-M-A-R-T, long day, sorry. And the T is for timed. So you need to set a time on when you're going to achieve this goal by. Make it an actual date and not say in 3 months' time, because otherwise when you relook at your goal in 3 months' time, it will still say in 3 months' time. And T also stands for towards. So you need to state your goal in the positive, and write down what it is that you want and not what you don't want. So that's SMART, just so that you have an idea of it. And today I want to focus on the R for realistic. Here's why. I set a goal. I worked towards it. I stuck a visual representation of it on my dream board. I imagined achieving it every day and felt the feelings I would have felt if I had achieved it. I lived like I'd already done it, and each new day further action to get me there was taken. I set a date by which I'd do it. I told friends and family who would hold me accountable to it, and I believed it was possible. Okay, so far, tick, 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 tick. It sounds like, I'd done all my homework in terms of fulfilling that SMART criteria. But I failed. It didn't work. I didn't do it. My goal is just a piece of paper on my dream board. I've nothing more to show for it than the ideas in my head. I did everything I could, but it didn't manifest. Why? Is it because it wasn't the right time? Because my horoscope said so and I didn't take heed? Because I didn't plan the goal properly or take enough action? No. It was just massively unrealistic. It was ecological. It was good for me, good for others, and it aligned all right with the greater good. It was achievable for someone who had the necessary skills, but it wasn't realistic in the context of me and where I was starting from and where I wanted to end up. It was wishful and hopeful and needy, but it wasn't possible. You might think, a beliefs issue, a hidden underlying one about your abilities. Though I really did believe in myself right up until the day that I looked at the date of the goal and then realised the current date. Then I reviewed and I discovered it was a hopeful goal and not a realistic one. Setting unrealistic goals leaves you doomed for failure. You might be mistaken to think that goal setting doesn't work. It does. That said, it only works if you stick to the rules of realistic. Being realistic means being honest with yourself. It means really looking at your planning. Now, when I look at setting that goal again, which of course I will, I think about the timeline involved, the chunks of stuff I'd need to do each day to get to the result. Work backwards from the success at the end to see if those chunks each day that I need to do are manageable. If they're not, I should realize pretty early on. Before, I just cracked on with what I thought I needed to do without the backwards planning. What needs to happen just before I get my goal? What has to happen just before that? Then, right before my completion date, I realized I wasn't going to make it. So, if your goal involves other people, it always does. Then you have to consider what is realistic from their perspective. It might be that realistic is to assume that the rest of the world will love your goal, but they might not. It's worth checking in advance before you go putting all your eggy hopes into that one basket. Be around honest people. There are lots of people who will encourage you and spur you on. Some of them will take your money for that privilege. But that doesn't mean that they have any clue whatsoever about this goal being realistic or realistic for you. They might have done it and achieved it themselves, and so tell you all the right things to do and all the right steps to make. But that's always their way. They might not have the same circumstances and psychology as you. They haven't. And so their success will be unique to them. Yours will be unique to you. Of course, it's totally achievable. Just do your homework on the realistic bit too.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
People Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okay, we have now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. And for all of you who are now ready to relax, it is time for you to assume a comfortable position and close your eyes. Just relaxing, resting, taking long, slow, deep and comfortable breaths. Relaxing comfortably there. And as that relaxation begins now to drift down and through your body, you can feel every fiber, every nerve, every consciousness of your body beginning to comfortably relax. From the top of your head
all the way down to the tips of your toes. And it's because your mind is relaxing that it's becoming open to the suggestions and messages it hears, which are all for your benefit and well-being. And I want you to consider now, exactly what it is that you really want. And when you consider what it is that you really want, you'll find that your mind quite automatically, quite naturally, is able to show you the right ways for you to achieve it, whilst paying special attention now. How you can achieve all that you want to achieve. Whilst maintaining the realisticness of what you want to do. You're going to be more flexible in your thinking. And allow yourself to be comfortable with letting things go when they're just not right for you. Knowing that in doing so, you are leaving room for greater things to be achieved. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to be eyes open and wide awake. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake. And welcome back. So I will be speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday the 6th. No, that's today. I will be speaking to you in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday the 20th of April 2011. We will have another wonderful show ready for you then. Meanwhile, if you would like to get your hands on the People Building newsletter, you can do so by visiting the People Building website, all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Fill in your details in the newsletter box and you will get instant access to some of our best materials and also all the details about what's coming up next. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs.
listeners. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.